Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, first of all, congratulations. Seven straight AFC championship games. Got to make you feel pretty good.
It's great to be in this game. It's a good feeling to be in this game.
Okay, you win the game on Saturday. You get to sit back a little bit. I'm sure you're still prepping, going over the film from Saturday night, but you got to see what transpired out in Pittsburgh. Jacksonville took care of them. How much did the 3 days, the joints, help you as you prepare and as you watch a tape in Pittsburgh? Do you see similarities and little things here and there?
It definitely helped. It definitely helped give us a feel for some of the personnel. There was a couple of guys that didn't practice that week for both teams, but the majority of them did, and so it was a good opportunity to see their personnel up close, and they saw ours, so I don't think there's any advantage there. You just know each other better. And scheme-wise, just having a little bit of an understanding of how they play things, how they, you know, how they do certain, execute certain plays. And again, they saw the same thing from us, so it's, I don't think there was a big advantage there, but it's certainly in your preparation that it helps you understand things better.
Going back to preparation too, when you prepare for the Tennessee Titans like you did last week, Jacksonville's a team in the division, play them twice. How much did that preparation, because you probably looked at a lot of Jacksonville tape last week too, right? Good.
Yeah, absolutely. So you saw those two teams match up against each other, and, you know, it's an interesting matchup, but again, both teams are very good, and both games were quite a bit different. The first game was a September game. The last game was the last game of the year, and they were quite a bit different, but it was interesting to see those teams play against each other and then to play them back-to-back. So that was, you know, we knew Pittsburgh from having played them in December. Jacksonville was probably a team that we need more time on. Fortunately, we've been able to go back to what we did in the training camp practices as a little bit of a foundation.
Is this the biggest, best defense and physical defense that you guys will have faced all year?
Yeah, best defense, best offense, best special teams. They're really good in every category. They're at the top of the league in so many offensive categories. Points, rushing, you know, they're dominant in the first quarter on both sides of the ball. Defensively, they're at the top of the league in most everything. They're a good return team. They're a good blocking team, a good coverage team on special teams. So they really no weaknesses in the game. They're strong across the board, and they make a lot of big plays. All the receivers are over 10 yards a catch. Both the tight ends are over 10 yards a catch. They have a lot of explosive players and plays on returns for touchdowns and big plays offensively, big plays in the kicking game. So they can really get you on any play.